intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Ils parlent tous comme des animaux de toutes les chattes, ça parle mal. 2018, je sais pas ce qu'il te faut, mais je suis plus qu'un animal. J'ai vu que le rap est à la mode et qu'il mange mieux quand il est sale. Bah faudrait peut-être casser les codes d'une fille qui l'ouvre, ce serait normal. Balance ton quoi. Même si tu parles mal des filles, je sais qu'au fond t'as compris. Balance ton quoi, un jour peut-être ça changera. Balance ton quoi. Donc laisse-moi te chanter. Parler te faire en moi je passerai pas à la radio. Parce que mes mots sont pas très beaux. T'es pas si bête pour une fille drôle, t'es pas si laide. Tes parents et ton frère ça aide. Oh, tu parles de moi, c'est quoi ton problème? J'ai écrit rien que pour toi, le plus beau des poèmes. Laisse-moi te chanter, parler te faire en oui, je serai poli pour la télé. Peut-être ça changera. Y'a plus de respect dans la rue. Tu sais très bien quand t'abuses. Balance ton quoi. Balance ton quoi. Laisse-moi te chanter. Parler te faire en moi je passerai pas à la radio. Parce que mes mots sont pas très beaux.
Balance ton quoi. 21 days into September. It is 2021, and I am Rogue Clone number 4. We have the Fulford Report and other news. We have a chat room at freedomslips.com and chatsy.com/freedomslips. We are 100% listener supported. No corporate donations. Nobody pays the bills except you. You pay our bills. Thank you very much. Without you, we wouldn't be able to survive. So if you'd like to donate, go ahead and click on the it says donate. And in the chat room, there's on the top there, there's like it says click here for stream links. If you click there, there's a donate instruction link there. You can send money. Yeah, that's it. Because you got to pay to live, don't you? I often said that we should get off the money system. But really, honestly, to be honest, I don't think the human race can handle it yet. I don't think that humans are mature enough to go to a resource-based system. So we need a little dash of everything. What is it? They say that socialism without capitalism equals communism. Capitalism without socialism equals fascism. So I guess you need a little bit of both in the mix. And you do, right? Would you all agree that we should all share in some aspects, let's say, of the neighborhood upkeep, like the streets? We all use the sidewalks. We all drive on the roads. So we should probably collectively share in the upkeep of those sidewalks and roads. But at the same time, we should be able to, in the privacy of our own personal owned homes, create new things that we can, services and goods that we can offer to other folks to give us some sort of compensation that we all agree upon, where which we can then better our lives. We do not all have to be exactly the same. It's boring that way. We do not all need to have the same bowl of rice. But anyway, I digress. Basement 5 is in our chat room, along with Fleischgewehr. Let's go to the visitors list. Walter Mauser, Tootsie, WD and Irish, Dawns to you too, Dr. Memjing Om, Sermonator, Blah, ID Update, Rudolph, Festus B, Flippy, Meow, SJ1, Mona Radler. We have Factor Theory Live, and AMAD, Michael, and Monster 383, Wally, Batsman, Nasomania, Blessing, and Cat Dog Girl, Pagan Rabbit, Boy Solomon, Dirt, Surrey Sunflower, Malaya, Comet, Drive Fly Guy, Omega Logos, Punch a Commie in the Face, Pac Woman, Popsicle Toes, Noreen, Laura Bell, The Right Reverend Doctor, Dr. Mr. Rowe, Choppy Water. I must click to view more. Jer Bear, Main Street 139 in the kitchen. Grog Grog and Christine C were here a few moments ago. So everybody's getting geared up for the center of the week, right? Well, what's the big news this week? I guess you all know by now, obviously, that there's a couple volcanoes going off. Yes, there's more than one. One that just went off today, Mount Etna, has erupted, and it's blowing its top. Yes, that's right. One of the largest volcanic eruptions. Mount Etna is currently in its eruption mode, as well as La Palma. So the Canary Islands there, not looking too good. There's a fault line that you can walk. The crack is so large, you can literally walk through the crack. And they've been studying this for decades, that this thing is poised to, if the conditions are right. And let's be honest, we've heard, I've heard both sides. I've heard it's going to break off at any moment, and it's going to cause this terrible tidal wave. Also, there's nothing to worry about. And then I've also heard of, well, yeah, it could break off, but it's not going to cause a giant tidal wave. My response is nobody knows what they're talking about. I mean, they all might have a little piece, but nobody really knows what's going to happen. Excuse me, for sure. We don't. I mean, anything is possible, and it would stand to reason that if a large, several mile long chunk or more, like let's say a 50 mile wide rock, were to fall into the ocean, it would probably cause a little bit of a disturbance. So the computer models have said that 300 foot high waves would hit North Africa, because the dispersion pattern doesn't just directly go westward. It's going to go in sort of a almost an omnidirectional dispersal, the way the water is. It would slosh out, and Africa being close would get the brunt of it. And then, of course, it would take several hours. Some people are saying that the waves could reach speeds up to like, I saw a 600 mile an hour wave, but it just sounds a little bit weird. I mean, come on, really? I don't know about that. 600 miles an hour for a wave? That's what I saw. And I scratched my head. I don't know. I mean, that's getting up there close to the speed of sound, right? Well, I mean, you got a little ways to go before you hit Mach 1, but anyway, so they're saying a wave about 100 feet high could hit the eastern seaboard, and that could go as far as, I think they were saying, 12 miles inland. So, yeah. And, of course, there has been an uptick, I guess, of these volcanic earth changes types of things. Now, some people think that there might be correlation with celestial objects, which I'm not going to discount anything. But I don't have a whole lot of time. Maybe on Thursday we'll go into more of the return of the Sumerian gods and all of that good stuff, because we have to get to our Fulford report. Plus, let's see what's breaking. There's a whole bunch of a lot of people. Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol are responding to a hotel used for human smuggling. They've discovered migrants that were using a storm drain to enter the country illegally. So apparently this hotel had a storm drain, and there are just steady flow. Let's see. Vice President Harris, what's she talking about? What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. Human beings should never be treated that way. Oh, golly, whatever it is you're talking about. She probably saw something. Okay, I don't know what she's talking about. But of course, human beings should not be treated. She's just virtue signaling. I mean, I don't even have to see the context. I just know all she's doing is virtue signaling. That's all it is. That's the only context we have here. That she's saying she's horrified by seeing individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were being treated, however that was. And they should never be treated in that way. That's it. I don't even have the context, nor am I even going to investigate the context. It's just a bunch of crap. It's more virtue signaling, and nothing that she says is even worth any. I don't even know why I'm spending so much time. Send government to arrest unvaccinated people in line with NCOC orders. What did he say? Yes, that's right. They're trying to set a precedence. Now, obviously, the world is going along with the New World Order's plans. Anybody that's in any substantial position of power seems to have gotten their orders. Are they prepping for the return of the Sumerian gods? Or are they just trying to take over the world and create an authoritarian state? Whatever. So this is in Pakistan, but this is now a thing in Karachi. In an extraordinary move, the Sindh government, which is one of the provinces or whatever I guess they have over there in Pakistan, has decided to arrest the unvaccinated people in line with directives of the National Command and Operations Center, or the NCOC, which is taking aggressive measures to ensure every individual in the country is vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, Well, let me just finish this article, and then I'll go on. According to a notification issued by the Sindh home government, in light of fresh directives issued by NCOC, travelers on motorways would be required to get vaccinated by September 20th. That's yesterday. It said buses and other equipment of transport companies would be confiscated over the presence of unvaccinated staff. Hotels and restaurants could be confiscated and sealed over unvaccinated staffs, including those involved in home deliveries. Unvaccinated travelers will not be able to travel at all on any train services from now onwards. So they're literally taking your property. They are, you know, also arresting you and putting you in jail. Now, this is in Pakistan because I guess they care so much for your safety. They're trying to save the world. So they're going through these extraordinary measures to make sure that you're safe by arresting everybody that doesn't even show any symptoms. That's why we're building concentration camps for people that don't have any symptoms. They just go there and they have to stay there even though they're not sick. Okay, I mentioned something about the return of the Sumerian gods. Now, I'll go into this more on Thursday, but just entertain this for a moment in the back of your head. What if, you know, there's something that has to do with ancient beings that like to mess with DNA, creation myths and stories, and the mark of the beast and all that? What if it's all been jumbled up? But there is some truth to that, and that there was some sort of like Planet X kind of Nibiru or something was here at one point, and they went away. And they were responsible for tweaking your DNA and making human beings, you know, the way they are, the current Homo sapien that exists. They are your basic first-line creators, if you will. And they created you, and they went off, and they did their things, and now they're coming back. And there's a warring factions of them. And let's call them Anunnaki. Let's say good Anunnaki and bad Anunnaki. And some of the Anunnaki stayed behind to influence some of the people that run the planet. And they were supposed to, they had assignments and things that they didn't quite get everything done. And there's the return of these Anunnakis that are coming back. And they're going to check to make sure that their creation is still the way it was. And if it's been messed with, there's going to be a problem. But the bad ones are here trying to mess around and contempt the and corrupt the creation by injecting the creation with some sort of crazy DNA altering stuff that's going to tweak it so that when they come back and they check, they're going to be like, hey, you guys, no, that's all messed up. And they'll be rejected and they won't be able to ascend into the kingdom of anyway. So that's just something to think about. I mean, I don't know. You don't want to put any stock in that kind of stuff, right? It's all just a bunch of hooey. And you're probably not religious or spiritual enough anyway to figure out that there was maybe parallels. But no, it's better to just take the jab and you'll be safer that way and grandma won't get sick. Germany, gas station employee killed over face mask. A 20-year-old clerk was shot and killed after asking a customer to wear a face mask in Deutschland. The suspected shooter was then arrested later. He was stressed out by coronavirus measures, he said. So, I don't know. A 49-year-old man is suspected of having shot a gas station employee. So this young teen gas station employee, it says here, or no, 20-year-old, okay. 20-year-old gas station employee asked the guy to put on a mask when the maskless man came in. They got in a little argument. He left. The guy came back about an hour later wearing a mask, came in, pulled the mask off, and then they got in another argument, and then the man pulled out his revolver and shot the 20-year-old in the head. Then he fled on foot and later turned himself in the next day. All so unnecessary. So many levels of wrong, we can go in any direction. Obviously, it's not right for the guy to shoot the person in the head. But also, the person should have probably just minded his own freaking No, it's all unnecessary. The clerk didn't have to say anything over this unnecessary crap that doesn't make any difference anyway. The whole thing was wrong. The guy totally overreacted. You don't just shoot somebody in the face. You know, and it's just every single aspect of it. This is the kind of crap that's being manifested and more and more so every day. People are starting to just snap, and it's a complete unnecessary thing. Okay, so the Fulford Report, let's go ahead and get to that, does not necessarily reflect the views of Revolution Radio, myself, Chatters, the management, the producers, or anything like that. It is, of course, by definition, the Fulford Report by Benjamin Fulford. You can take it with a grain of Himalayan pink salt if you want, or even sea salt if you prefer. I don't care. But it is what it is, and it is the Fulford Report. So without further ado, it's nice and cold today. Let me click my windows and make sure everything is ready to rock. Biblical floods or world peace? Which is it to be? And now, a Fulford Report. The eruption last week of a volcano on the Atlantic island of La Palma has the potential to trigger a 100-meter, or about 300-foot, tsunami that could devastate the east coast of the United States, the southern coasts of Europe, and large parts of coastal Africa and South America. This comes after the Three Gorges Dam in China came under heavy pressure from once-in-a-thousand-year flooding earlier this summer. If the dam bursts, as many as 600 million Chinese would be affected, and countless deaths would be recorded. It is no coincidence these events are happening as the fake criminal administration of Joe Rubber Mask Biden faces a September 30th fiscal year-end payments deadline it cannot meet. On the surface, this looks like a high-stakes geopolitical poker game between the United States and China, each threatening to flood the other. These threats seem to be connected to financial warfare, as seen in the widely reported in the West imminent collapse of China's Evergrande Group and corporate propaganda reports about budget deadlock in the U.S. government. The Evergrande collapse, if related entities are included, would affect $1 trillion worth of debt and could impact the Chinese economy almost as much as a Biden regime default would affect the U.S., CIA sources estimate. That is why this source initially suspected the La Palma and Three Gorges problems were linked to the U.S.-China conflict. However, fact-checking with multiple sources revealed a much deeper conflict involving the Thule Society, the French Grand Lodge de l'Orient Freemasons, the Swiss-based Octagon Group, the Italian P3 Freemasons, and the satanic pseudo-Jews who pull the puppet strings of most G7 so-called leaders. Parties such as the Chinese Lotus Freemasons, the Scottish Rite Freemasons, the Russians, and others are also involved to varying degrees. The startling discovery that was, according to MI6, the thousands of earthquakes followed by the volcanic eruption in La Palma were traced to a HAARP array based not in China, but Norway, of all places. They're probably talking about the ice cap system. This is fascinating because last week, a Japanese diplomat was murdered in Norway and Norwegian police seized $2 million in cash, according to Asian Dragon family sources. The money was to be used to finance the travel and protection arrangements for Dragon family members to monetize historical Asian bonds. These bonds, in turn, were to be used to finance a massive Western-led project to save the planet that would dwarf China's Belt and Road Initiative. The HAARP array in Norway, identified as the source of the imminent disaster in La Palma, is located around a massive underground base complex there. This base came under temporary scrutiny in late 2009 as the place of origin of the mysterious Norwegian spiral. In other words, the Northern European Thule Society seems to be involved. We contacted a Thule Society source who linked to it to events at the Thule Air Base in Greenland and a complicated connection between Greenland and what's under Lake Geneva. Remember, the Octagon Group that controls the fake Biden administration is headquartered around Lake Geneva in Switzerland. Here is more from this source. What do you think Russian President Vladimir Putin was really in Geneva on the 16th of June for? To meet Biden? No, he wasn't. Genoa, Italy marks the entrance of a 275-kilometer underground tunnel that allows submarines coming from the Thule military base in Greenland to reach the CIA's global headquarters under Lake Geneva. This seems to confirm the connection by the fact that Geneva and Genoa have similar flags with red crosses. The coat of arms of Genoa bear a Roman cross similar to the flag of Switzerland and identical to the logo of the Red Cross, which also happens to be headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. There is an ongoing cleanup in Switzerland. Besides flooding of dumps, mass arrests are taking place at Geneva global headquarters of the CIA, the Khazarian Mafia's lair, Octagon, and other localities in the surrounding region. We have partial open source confirmation this is all somehow connected to the U.S. because of the huge amount of airliners flying from Washington, D.C. to Thule Air Base in Greenland. These flights contain prisoners, CIA sources say. Okay, now let us connect a few more dots to try to figure out what is really going on here. P3 Freemason, MI6, and Mossad sources all say they are attacking the Octagon Group, controlled French branch of the Rothschild family and their Grand Lodge de l'Orient Mason servants. This, for example, is what is behind the Australian submarine incident that is being played up in the corporate media. As background, remember, the Chinese Communist Party was set up by Chinese agents educated by the French Freemasons. They call themselves Grand Lodge de l'Orient because they consider themselves to be the secret controllers of Asia. General Douglas MacArthur, who set up the post-war regime in Japan, for example, was a member of this lodge. The Chinese Communists, or CCP, agreed to finance the fake Biden regime because the French Rothschilds promised them control of Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and ASEAN, according to Dragon Family sources. Here are some background provided by the CIA in East Asia. The CCP has taken over the Australian government. They have promised them bribes so that they could absolutely wipe out the British dominance on the continent island for communist China to take it over. So the treasonous Australian government has taken billions of dollars in exchange for what they're doing, and most likely this trickles down to the police and the military in Australia as well. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian has branded the covert arranged AUKUS pact, the submarine deal, as extremely irresponsible, double standards, urging the member nations to abandon the obsolete Cold War zero-sum mentality and narrow-minded geopolitical concepts. The state-backed Global Times went further, claiming Australia had turned itself into China's adversary, and that Australian troops are also most likely to be the first batch of Western soldiers to waste their lives in the South China Sea. why would the Chinese be so upset about Australians buying Anglo instead of French submarines? The answer is in the British, Americans, and the answer is in the British, American, and Australians stopped the French Freemason promise to hand Australia to China. They put Australia under their nuclear umbrella instead. Okay, that's the answer is in the British, Americans, and Australians stopped the French Freemason promise to help Australia to hand Australia to China. They put Australia under their French nuclear umbrella instead. Interestingly, the Russians are also helping in the fight against the French Rothschild Masons and their Swiss-based Octagon overlords. That is why Russian troops have been sent to Africa to stop French Rothschild theft of that continent's resources, FSB sources say. This is what is behind the corporate propaganda messages denouncing the presence of Russian mercenaries in Mali. Remember, Mali is where the French Rothschilds steal gold to pay their debts to the Asians. We also saw the British intelligence linked site Al-Qaeda and Flutterby signal the British rapprochement with Russia by quoting Putin extensively on the criminal nature of the Khazarian mafia regime in Ukraine. Why meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky when he was accepted full external administration of his country? The most important issues affecting the functioning of Ukraine are not decided in Kiev, but in Washington, and to some extent in Berlin and Paris. What else is there to talk about? The Ukrainian authorities are taking completely illegal measures, even outside their jurisdiction. Dissidents are simply killed in the street. And after this kind of crime, no one looks for the criminal or people are being burned alive, etc. Perhaps this shift to Russia, combined with the removal of German sleeper agents from the British government, is why MI6 told us last Thursday, we are facing a complex cyber attack. So complex that we have lost a whole day to it, and many people have to work very hard overnight. The connections were sabotaged in the early hours of the morning, and the cyber attack was so severe that it was on the radar of the national security and law enforcement. Let's now take a look at some of the other things that happened around the globe during this eventful week. Perhaps the most important and least noticed news was that Iran was officially invited to join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization as a permanent member. This would mean that further Israeli attacks on Iran would lead to retaliation by China, Russia, India, and Pakistan, all of which are members of the SCO. And no, the United States and NATO will not start World War III by fighting the SCO to protect Israel, Pentagon sources promise. That's why Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz broke with Israel's long-standing opposition last week to freshen up nuclear diplomacy with Iran, Mossad sources said. This news, combined with the ongoing U.S. withdrawal from the Middle East, as evidenced, for example, by the withdrawal of U.S. missile forces from Saudi Arabia, represents a complete shift in Middle East policy. Israel had hoped to convince Egypt to defend it, but Egypt has snubbed it. It looks like Israel now has no choice but to seek a lasting peace with its neighbors. Meanwhile, in North America, more and more of the Kool-Aid drinkers and vaccine acceptors are actually waking up. Rapper Nicki Minaj contributed by telling her tens of millions of followers the truth about vaccines by posting comments like these. 80% of the artists you know, quote, 80% of the artists you follow now feel like I do about vaccines, and they are too afraid to speak out about it. If they murder me and attack my character and make me look crazy or stupid, guess what? No one will ever ask questions again. Don't you see what is happening here? When the phony Biden regime tried to hold another event for patriots in Washington on September 18th in a Roach motel, there were far more cops, reporters, and undercover intelligence officers than there were protesters. The only person they were able to arrest turned out to be an undercover agent. This means that these criminals are losing the ability to deceive and seduce patriots. In California, Pentagon sources say military action is being prepared against Governor Gavin Newsom's regime after it was determined that a recall petition against him was a satanic psyop. This was proven by his 66.6% victory vote. The military attack will also target Facebook and Google headquarters in Palo Alto, California, and the CNN AT&T disinformation node in Atlanta, Georgia, the sources said. We are also getting many reports from Canada, where Manchurian candidate Justin Castro is attempting a communist totalitarian takeover. It turns out Castro has been faking his own COVID vaccine to fool Canadians into injecting them with DNA-altering vaccines. Castro and his satanic regime are also involved in an attack on Christians in Canada. More than 64 Canadian churches have been vandalized or burned in recent months, based on a false story that mass graves of First Nations peoples have been found. Investigative journalists who actually visited the sites to investigate found no evidence of mass graves. They also found that an overgrown cemetery that existed before the founding of the residential schools was referred to as a mass grave in several international media reports. However, the wooden crosses placed on the graves were rotten. None of this narrative is supported by facts. There were no mass graves. Nothing was covered up. The Canadian military needs to wake up to the fact that the civilian government has been taken over by Satan-worshipping criminals. In any case, representatives of the White Dragon Society and the Chinese Lotus Masons will be meeting later this week to try to put an end to all of this unrest and hopefully find a win-win solution for the people of the planet. We should be able to share details of this meeting with our readers in next week's report. Hopefully, some reasonable leadership will be found soon. And that is the Fulford Report for the 21st of September, 2021.
Ma journée est passée à une de ces vitesses. Pas mis le nez dehors et pas lavé. À ça je déteste. Batterie faible, j'ai pas de quoi recharger. Et ça n'arrive que moi. Je voulais faire des stories qui t'étaient dédiées. Je sais pas te dire pourquoi. Regarde comment je souris. Regarde encore. Je veux savoir ce que t'en dis. Quand je souris trop fort, c'est faux. Mais au plus je ris, au plus je te donne tort de pas vouloir m'aimer. C'est oui ou bien c'est non. Hier tu me voulais. C'est oui ou bien c'est non. Demain tu me feras marcher. C'est oui ou bien c'est non. Je vais devoir t'oublier. C'est oui ou bien c'est non. Hier encore on était liés. J'étais celle de tes rêves. Celle qui comble tes nuits, c'est la mariée. Faut dire que ce fut bref. Ta nuit n'a duré qu'une seule soirée. Genre romantisme express. T'as pris le temps de venir mais pas de rester. Tu m'embrasses puis tu me laisses. Regarde comment je souris. Regarde encore. Je veux savoir ce que t'en dis. Quand je souris trop fort. C'est faux peut-être mais au plus je ris. C'est oui ou bien c'est non. Demain Pourquoi même quand il m'aime, je te veux toi jusqu'à l'aube. Pourquoi je me mens à moi-même en croyant ce que tu me racontes. Quand tu m'écris que je suis belle et finalement c'est des mensonges.
So tell me, is it yes or is it no? We are back. We have a few more minutes to go. Breaking. The roof of the Superdome in New Orleans is on fire. The roof is on fire. We don't need the water. Let the mother poop burn. The Superdome of New Orleans is on fire. All right, what else do we have going on here? It looks like there was an hours-long standoff near a school in Sacramento, and the suspect has been killed by SWAT. A woman was attacking a police officer with an axe as he sat in his patrol car. Huh. People are just going cuckoo. I wonder if they've all been inoculated. Four alleged Grizzly Boogaloo militia members admit to destroying evidence in a federal murder investigation. Well, whatever. I don't really follow this Boogaloo stuff. And, you know, hey, have you been following the Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie? Think about it. Brian Laundrie. Brian is like brain. Laundrie, like wash, brain wash. And then Gabby Petito. Gabby, like talking. Petito, like petite, small, little. Small talk. Is it a distraction? Is it a psyop? Is it something we should be paying attention to? Didn't they find her body anyway? I don't know. I didn't do the update today on what's going on with the brainwashed small talk case. Yeah. Now, there is something that is interesting. Maybe we'll just close up the show with this. Because it is 13 minutes long, and I don't think we have about 13 minutes left. So this is from Project Veritas. I'll just go ahead and play it, and then we'll wind it down, and then I'll see you all either probably tomorrow night's roundtable, the High Council, and then, of course, on Thursday. So this is a federal government whistleblower going public with secret recordings. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute. I should probably put it in the proper place so you can hear it properly. How about that? Here we go.
And probably being done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
He's got prone myocarditis.
Yes.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Let's see.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient, that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
The problem in here is they are not doing the studies. People that had it, you know, right, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
It's super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done, it hasn't been published.
That's it all. Hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
The government doesn't want to show that the vaccine is full of shit.
It's not doing what its purpose was.
May I see your badges? You're Jody O'Malley with the Department of Health and Human Services. This is the United States government identification. I'm looking at the CDC website. It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. One of those would be congestive heart failure.
That's a huge one.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Yeah, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave.
So what are we looking at here?
You're looking at me transferring her to a higher level of care that could handle her condition.
And this is a colleague at your hospital who got sick.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC, that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
They need to be registering the people who aren't vaccinated. That's sounding very Germany. I'm going to go to a door instead of one. I'll just give this to shop.
Don't give Johnson
a vaccine. Slide it to you.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. She was coerced into taking it.
They are not reporting because they want to show it on the map.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid. My faith lies in God and not man. My name is Jody O'Malley, and I'm a master's prepared registered nurse.
Well, first of all, your hospital is run by HHS, correct?
I work for Health and Human Services with a Indian Health Services branch for the Native Americans.
These are federal employees.
Yes.
And we work for the government. So, I mean, the main thing is we have to follow.
I know. I mean, that's another thing. I don't know how much longer I'll be here.
And the protocols here.
I know.
Are the policies and administrators coming directly from the federal government?
Yes.
The problem in here is they are not doing the studies. People that had it, you know,
right.
And the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath. Okay, now his BNP is elevated, D-dimer elevated, ALT, whoa, all his liver enzymes are elevated, his PT, PTINR is
he's
elevated.
He's got probably myocarditis.
Yes!
Oh, this is bullshit.
Let's see.
It's probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
Oh,
it
yes.
happened. Right. What is it? 60 days after, if you see anything?
They have got to.
But how many people are reporting?
They are not reporting.
Right.
The doctor, that the woman with the accent is Dr. Maria Gonzalez. She's an ER doctor for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So this is not just a couple nurses talking here.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
In this instance with Dr. Gonzalez, what patient was she referring to, or without saying
the
name?
She was referring to that patient that had
congestive heart failure. And yeah. In that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
I'm going to have to transfer you to another hospital. Yeah. We don't have cardiologists here. And what you're developing is like a congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's not good. I don't know where this is coming from. Mm-hmm. On July 29th, you had the first COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm. And August 19th, you had the second. You know, you don't have COVID. Okay, but you have got a lot of symptoms, you know, right. And you're developing congestive heart failure.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Was one of the ones you saw a 15-year-old with blood clots?
Yes, so I was just covering a nurse. He's in here with bilateral PEs, but he's fine. And I'm like, okay. So he wasn't on oxygen or anything like that. And I said, was he vaccinated? And then she's like, I don't know. So then I looked in the chart, and he was. He had the Pfizer vaccine at the end of July, and he was due for a second dose. So this is essentially 2 to 3 weeks later. Most likely cause of hypoxia, unusual PE at this age. Unclear etiology. They don't know why he got it.
So how do we know that the blood clots, or how do you know that the blood clots are a result of the COVID vaccine?
Because this is a 15-year-old, normal weight, healthy child. No reason for him to have a blood clot.
It's a shame they're not treating people. I know. Like they're supposed to, like they should. And I think they want people to die.
And how many have you seen that have gotten vaccinated here?
That got sick and side effects? A lot.
A lot?
Have you seen it too? Yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, who's writing the VAERS report?
Nobody, because it takes over a half an hour to write the damn
thing. Why?
The CDC website, it says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. Is there a policy at the hospital for reporting these complications?
No. There has never been any directive sent out on reporting. With this vaccine, we are in stage 3 clinical trials. Normally, stage 3 clinical trials is where you gather your data. What the responsibility on everyone is to gather that data and report it. And if we're not gathering that data and reporting it, then how are we going to say that this is safe and approved for use?
How come after 18 months we haven't had any research? Isn't that fishy to you?
It is fishy.
It's super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
What does she mean by full of shit?
It's not doing what its purpose was.
And what is Dr. McGee saying in that video?
He's trying to defend the vaccine.
Why would he do that?
Because that's his view on it.
Okay.
His view is get the vaccine, it's science, right? If we all just get it, this will all be over with.
Such a bunch of bullshit.
I'm tired of it. And what we're gonna have to do is we're on the inside.
And what do we do?
I don't know. But there's so much I'm gonna blow up.
So much. How do we do that?
Like, you know, Project Veritas.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid.
What prompted me to do this was when I was house supervisor one night. And one of my coworkers had taken the vaccine and she didn't want to. She had went throughout this entire pandemic working in the intensive care unit. Pretty much was a COVID unit.
Yeah, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery from leave 2 weeks ago.
We don't have enough time to play the whole thing. There's more to this. This is just part one. By the way, her coworker that took the vaccine, she died. On the 31st of August. And I think that's what prompted her to go public with this. So stay tuned for Deacon John. And I will be back when I come back. Everybody, have a wonderful one. I am out of here. Ciao, ciao.
D'altitude, toi et moi, loin de nous, ni l'un ni l'autre n'ira. On perd notre aptitude, celle qu'on avait à rester fier. Ni l'un ni l'autre ne l'a. On perd notre temps à se perdre tout le temps. Loin de nous, ni l'un ni l'autre n'ira. Perdu, perdu, perdu.
Perdu, perdu, tous ces gens m'avaient prêt. Et c'est arrivé sans le voir venir. Notoriété oblige. J'y prends bien du plaisir, même si j'y perds ma liberté. Vouloir trop réussir, la pression du succès. Les gens, les autres, nous, qu'est-ce qu'on va devenir? Perdu, tous ces gens m'avaient prévenu.
Of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.